Daf is Daf Chav Dalet, of course, the last Daf of Maseches Makos. So the Gemara says three lines down, and we just had this is the source. This is the only place of maybe one other place in the Shas where it talks about the 613 mitzvahs. This is the main place people point to, that 613 is the number of mitzvahs we have in the Torah, and all the Moni mitzvahs try to figure out which are the 613. After establishing that, comes along the Gemara and says, "But David vehemidan al achar achadisre." David came along and he minimized it. He brought down the number of 613 to 11. And what was the reason for doing that? So if you look at the Rivan, three lines down from the top, he says, "Vehemidan al achar achadisre shebetchila hayat tzadikim." And initially, they had a tremendous tzadik in the times of the Midbar when they received the Torah. They're able to keep all these mitzvahs. The later generations, if they were told to keep all them, no one be zocha to fulfilling the Torah, and therefore, but David v'hemidan kedei sheyitzku im yikaimu yad alf mitzvos halalu v'chein kol shah daro shamate holchin me'atin osa. And as the generations went on, we'll see they brought down to less and less numbers till finally there is one left standing. Fascinating. So what does it say about us? Not much. But so the Gemara says, how do we see that David brought down the number to 11? The pasuk says, "Mizmor le David, Hashem mi yagur ba'alecha." Who's going to live in your tent? Mi yishkon b'har kachecha. The Gemara is going to darshan the 11 mitzvos. Holech tamim pol tzedek v'dover emes b'levavo lo ragel al lishona lo asal lirei al ra becher pol lo nasa al krovo nivze beinav nimas vezir Hashem yichabed nishba laharav lo yamir. Kaspo lo nasan b'neshech v'nshochad al naki lo lakach. Those are the 11, and then it concludes, Osa elu lo yimot liolam. Those who fulfill these mitzvahs are not going to escape the world, meaning they're going to be zocheh te olam haba. So they point out these 11 are not necessarily mitzvahs, they're really midos according to many. Not all these are mitzvahs we find in the 613, but they're midos that are really, all the mitzvahs are offshoots of these concepts, of these midos. So the Gemara darshans. First, holich tamim ze avram, dichsev hesalech lefanai v'heya samim. The idea of samim being tamim tia im Hashem lokecha, that concept was found by Avram. Poel tzedek, what does that mean, doing something with tzidkus, could go in Abba Chilkiah. What Abba Chilkiah do? So he was an individual that when he was working and the Chacham wanted to say hello to him, he was the son of Choni Amagi, I think, or one of those, the grandson, grandson of Choni Amago. So when he was working and the Chacham wanted him to daven for rain, so he didn't respond to them because he was working. He was a Paul Tzedek. When he was working, he was working. He wasn't texting while he was working. He wasn't emailing while he was working. He was working. So then it says, Dover Emes Bavavo, a person who speaks truth in his lave, could go in Rav Safra. That's the famous story of Safra when he was busy saying Shemoneh Esrei. Someone offered him some money for a certain to buy a certain item. And he heard him, he was willing to accept it, but he didn't want to stop saying Shema, and then he continued, and the guy said, I'll give you more money, and finally he finished saying Shema, he said, I'm willing to take your initial offer, the lowest amount, even though the guy agreed on a higher amount, but Rav Safra in his heart, belave, bilvavo, he agreed to an early amount, he just couldn't say yes because he was saying Shema. Then the next pasuk is Lo Ragil Al Lishono Ze Yaakov Avinu Dichsev Ulayi Musheni Avi Vayisi Beinav Kimisateya. He wanted to be emes. Rashi explained here Lo Ratzal Lishaker Mitchila Sheamar Ulayi Musheni Avi. He wanted to stay far, far away from Sheker, so he didn't want to wear the begadim of Esav to give the appearance that he's Esav to his father Yitzchak. Then the next mida is lo asa l're'eu ra. Don't do something evil to your friend. Shelo yarad lu umnos chaveru. Don't go into your friend's business. Don't open up another pizza store. There is a discussion in the Achronim based on this Gemara whether or not this is a real iser or this is just mitas chasidus. Now, so if it's an iser, everyone agrees if you're taking the guy's business away. So that certainly would be an iser. Lo sasek gvul, a person can't enter into someone else's borders. But let's say it's not. Let's say there's enough to go around. So then it still says, shelo yarad l'umnos chaveru. Don't open up a second pizza store. So some say this is just a midas chasidus. Others think from the Gemara, it's a real iser, deraisa, to open up another store. Then the Gemara says, v'cherpa lo nasa al krovo. And your disgrace you shouldn't put upon your relative. Zeh hamakarev es krovo. This is referring to... Sorry, can you join me? You got it? Okay. Zeh hamakarev es krovo. This is a person who brings his relative close to him. And Rashi explains what it really means. Lo saval cherp es krovo. Sometimes, you know, your friends, your relatives are going to share all their misery with you. And sometimes you just can't stand it anymore. Just too much, right? Enough is enough. And but the point is, willing to pay attention and listen to them, it's a tough midah to do, but that's what this midah is being described as. Nivza be'enav nimas, the person who's disgraced is going to be disgusting. That's Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Shegir Atmos Aviv B'mita Shechavalam. Chizkiyahu took his own father's dead body and was dragging it on a bed of ropes. The reason is because since his father was doing avodah zarah, so since he was nivza, he disgraced Hashem. So a person who disgraces Hashem becomes nimas in the eyes of people, even in the eyes of your own children. So that's this other concept. So do follow Hashem's Torah. This way, people will very much like you.
Doesn't Gemara say lo hodulo? That was one of the things that
Great question. I guess even though they didn't agree to it, the concept is still true. The Maisa, Nivza Veinav, was Nimas Veinav. That was his psychological feeling. Whether he acted properly is a whole other story, but that's certainly how it's appeared by people. Those who are Nivza in the eyes of Hashem will be Nimas in the eyes of the people. Vezir Hashem Yichabed, and you should honor those who fear Hashem. Zeh Yoshafat Melech Yehuda, Shebeshah Shehaya Roa Talmud Chacham, Haya Omer Mikiso, he'd stand up from his throne, and Umechabeke, Umenashko, he'd hug and kiss this individual, Vekarilo, Avi Avi, Rabbi Rabbi, Mari Mari, he would give him tremendous respect. That's what it means, Yir Hashem Yichabed, honor those who fear Hashem. And Nishba Lahara Avalo Yamir, a person who makes a shua to not do something, he shouldn't be Tomer, he shouldn't substitute it. So that, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, I have a tainus ad she'aba avo lebeisi. I'm going to be in a tainus until I come to my house. Now, even though this, so they explain, even though this wasn't really a shul that could be chal, he still kept his word. The person should keep his word. Kaspo lo yinasem b'neshach. Don't do ribis. Afilu b'ribis obed kachavim. So certainly ribis on a deraisa level is also to a Jew. But even on a even to a non-Jew is aser midirabanan. See, that's what it means. Even to a non-Jew, one shouldn't lend biribis. The shochad al naki lo lakach. Don't take any bribes. Kigon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. What is the case there? Where someone was coming to be judged in front of him, he wasn't willing to take one of the matnas kuna they were giving him. He wasn't willing to take it because it appears as if it's a shochad for the din Torah that the guy is seeking. And then at the end it says, "Ksiv osa eila lo yimot liolam," that if a person does these 11 mitzvahs, he's zoche to olam haba. So kishahaya Rabbi Gamliel magil lemikra zeh. When he got to this very pasuk, hayabochi, he would cry. Amar man David lehu lekula hudu lo yimot hachada minayu yimot. If a guy does all of these, only then will he not be. He won't leave the world in such a bad way. But if he only does if he doesn't do one of them, that means he's in trouble. He won't get olam haba. So that's a tough thing. It's all 11 is very hard, even though that's ideal. It's not hard, not easy. Really, they said to Miksiv Ose Kol Eila. Don't say doing all of these. It says Ose Eila. Anyone who does of these, it says Aksiv Afilu Bechad Minayu. Even one of them would warrant a person getting Schar Olam Haba. Because the Lo Tema Hach, if you don't interpret the word Eila to be that way, rather you think Eila means all always, can't be. Because Ksiv Krachuina, another pasuk tells us, Al Titamu Bechol Eila. So Hasan Nami Hanoge Bechol Eila Hu Did Matame Bechad Minayu Lo. So that pasuk is describing tuma and lists a number of different types of tumas there. So only the person is matame in all the types of tuma. Only then will a person have to be sent out or sent away out of the machanos. But if he's only matame for one, he won't have to. That's not true. Ela lav beachas mikol eila hachnami beachas mikol eila. When the word is eila is used, even if it's kol eila bichol eila, it really means one of those mentioned. If you do one of those, one of the 11 mitzvahs, that's going to warrant you olam haba. So that's all the sheet of David HaMelech, that he minimized the mitzvahs down to 11. Came along now by Yishayahu, and he says, V'hamidan al sheish. He brought it down to 6 categories. D'chsev holech tzedakos v'dover misharim, moes bebeta meashkos noar kapav mitmoch v'shochad, otim azno mishma adamim v'otzim einav meros bira. So now we're going to darshan each of these 6 mitzvahs. Holech tzedakos, one who walks in tzidkos, zeh Avram Avinu, d'chsev ki dativ l'man asher yitzaveh v'gomer. The rest of the pasuk tells us that... Where's the pasuk here? Vishamru derech Hashem lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. So we see that Avram walked in the way of tzidkus. That's one of the mitzvahs. Number 2, the dover meisham, a person who speaks yashar, speaks straight. Zeh she'enu maknit pnei chaveh b'rabim, a person who doesn't embarrass or put down his friend in public. Moes bebetza miashkos, that's referring to it's discussing betzas, taking money, or gezel. A person doesn't want the money from ashkos, from stealing. Kigon Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, that he wasn't willing to take manus kahuna, even though a person was trying to give it to him, it was someone else. This individual used to give it to some other kohen before him. And now, today, the guy said, I'm going to give to you, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel felt, if you used to give to a certain kohen, and now one day you're giving it to me, that's as if I'm almost stealing from that guy, and he wasn't willing to accept it. And then it says, Noar kapav mitmoch b'shochad, don't take any bribes. That's the case of Kigon Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, that we saw above, that when the guy was coming to a din Torah, he offered him some reishis ageis, some matnas kuna, but he refused to take it because it appears like bribes. Otem ozno mishmoa damim, that a person closes his ears from hearing damim. What does this mean? Delo shama bezilusa de tuba mirabanan v'shasuk. A person shouldn't hear someone insulting a Talmud Chacham and stay silent. You should speak up and defend the Talmud Chacham. Kegon Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, like him. What was his story? So does Rashi quote the story here, top left? Rashi says on top, v'asocher sapualim bam metzia pedalid, denafik richsha me odine, a worm came out of his ear after he died. Vishaze litza bechalman, he appeared to his wife in a dream. V'amr la, he says to her, hi, the shamis bizilusa the tzibur. And the reason why I'm getting this worm from my ear is because I heard someone disgracing a Talmud Chacham. V'lo mata machai. I didn't defend him. I didn't protest like I was supposed to. So Alma, b'chayev hava ragula daktik b'kach, that was his inyan. And one time he didn't do it, so he was a worm went through his ear. But other than that one time, he was very makbid. And l'fikach, hikbar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alav al-osa pam shalom micha. This was his whole mission in his life, was to protect the Talmid Chachamim. So one time he didn't, he was penalized for it. And then the Gemara says, "V'otzim einav me'ros bira." A person should just close his eyes from seeing something inappropriate, something evil. A person who doesn't look at a woman while she's doing laundry when she's not properly dressed. Uksiv, and it's written after listing all these six different midos and mitzvos, it says, "Humiromim yishkon." He's going to be living yishkon b'miromim in the higher places. That's the reference to Olam Haba. So that was all Yeshayahu Melech who said, Yeshayahu Navi rather, who brought it down to six mitzvos. Then Bamicha, Vemidim al Shalosh, he brought down to three mitzvos. Dechseve higid lecha adam atov, umashem dorish mimcha, ki im asos mishpat, vavas chesed, vatsnei leches im Hashem elokecha. So the three mitzvos are doing mishpat, chesed, and tznius. Gemara explains. Asos mishpat zehadin. That's referring to din. You should have proper din. That's choshen mishpat. V'avas chesed like mitzvah chasadim, as we know. But tznelech zehotzas hames v'achnasas kala. Those are things that are tznius. That things that are not mitzvah chasadim. But I guess I'm not sure why it's tznelech. But doing wonderful things. That's the third category.
Maybe because it's done quietly. You don't.
The Gemara's about to say it's not done quietly though. These are actually public. So that's what the Gemara says now. These things which are not meant to be hidden, meaning Hotzas Hames and Achnas Kala are big public events, and yet Amr Torah Vatsne Leches, and the Torah says, do it as quietly as you possibly can. So Dvarim Shedarchen La'asosim B'tzina, certain things are meant to be Tzina, Alachas Kama Kama, how much more so should a person do it in a Tznius way where people don't know and give you any fanfare? Then Chazar Yeshayahu ve'amidin al-shai, and then Yeshayahu went back. He initially said six, and he went back to two mitzvahs. He realized that Am Yisrael couldn't handle even six, so he limited it to two. Amr Torah ve'atzne, sorry, he skipped a line here. Shinemar ko amar Hashem, shimru mishpat v'asu tzedakah, just those two. And then Amos ve'amidin al-achas, he brought down just to just one. Shinemar ko amar Hashem le'beis Yisrael, darshuni v'chayu, just seek me, look for me, and you're going to live. So Maskiv la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Eimer Darshuni b'chol Torah, cool. Darshuni means that you should darshan everything. That really would include all 613 mitzvahs. Ela ba Chavakuk v'hemidon alachas shemar v'tzadik b'emunas ha'yichya. A person should just have emuna, and that's all you need to live by. Just emuna, and that's the principle. And this, of course, reminds us of the Gemara in Shabbos, where Hill did something similar, where the Ger wanted to convert on teach me the whole Torah on one foot. And he taught him, don't do anything to someone else that you don't hate. Another way of saying, v'avta l'recha kamocha. So that's what the midah of the entire Torah. Here the Gemara says, the emuna is really the yisod of kol Torah kula. Okay, the Gemara now tells Amar Yosi Bar Chanina Arba Gzeros Gazer Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael. There are four decrees that Moshe Rabbeinu made on Am Yisrael and Nevi'im Bitlum, and the Nevi'im later on were Mevatel these Gzeros. So what were the four decrees? Moshe Amar Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ayin Yaakov. So he says, when is Klai Yisrael going to be Zocha to the Shechina being Yishkon in Yisrael? Only when they're like Yaakov Avinu, which is a very hard thing to reach. So Ba Amos Ubitlu, Amos said that's an unfair expectation. Shinemar Chadal Na Mi Yakum Yaakov. Who's going to be like Yaakov? It's impossible. Look what Rashi says. Rerun says top left before it gets broken. Before Rabbeinu Gershom, top left. He says the last piece there. Mi Yakum Yaakov. Mi Yuchal Lios Chasid Ki Yaakov Ki Katan. Who could be like Yaakov? Yaakov was a tremendous katan. It says Katonti in this week's parsha. Ketanim heim hatovim shayu tzadikim ki Yaakov. Ketanim is something that's good for tzadikim. It's someone who's humble and tremendous anav. Katonti mikol chasadim. So what kind of expectation? We only zocha to the shechina for like Yaakov. So Amos is mevato that decree. Ksiv, it says, Nicham Hashem azos, Hashem change his mind. Nicham is to change his mind. He gave in to Amos and said, fine, we don't need that expectation. Moshe Amar, Ubegoim Haheim Lo Sargia. He said that within the when Am Yisrael is in the nations, they shouldn't have any type of rest. So what was the how did they mevatel this? Bar Yirmiyah of Amar Haloch Largia Yisrael, that we should have some manucha even when we are living in Galus. It's too hard for us. In Galus, if we have no rest, it will be too difficult for us. Moshe Amar Poked Avon Avos Albanim, that the children should be responsible and punished for their father's father's sins. By Yecheskel Ubilah Hanefesh Achotes Hitamus. Only the one who sins should be held responsible, not any of the children. And then the fourth and final decree is Moshe Amar Vavatem Bagoyim, and Amiso, when they go out to the Goyim, they should be destroyed. When that day, when Hashem blows the shofar, they're going to gather everyone in. It says, Ubo ha'ovdim, those who get lost or destroyed, really lost, should come back and return back to Yerushalayim. So he says, no, they're not going to be lost. We're going to return them back in the times of Mashiach. So Amar Rav, Rav said, now, Mistafina mehaikra. I'm very scared of this pasuk when it says, Vavatim begoyim, that we're going to be destroyed in Galus. It's a terrible thing. That means Am Yisrael is going to be wiped out. So Maskiv La, Rapapa came along and appeased him and says, what do you mean? Maybe you're misunderstanding the pasuk. Maybe it doesn't mean to be destroyed. Maybe it means Kaveda HaMisbakeshes. Maybe it's a lost object that's being sought out by its owner, Dichsiv Taisi Kaseh. I was lost in the field, like a sheep rather, Oved Bakesh Avdecha, like a lost object who is being sought out by his master. Maybe that's what it means. It doesn't mean Vavatim of destruction. It means Oved that's temporarily lost, but it's going to be found. Elam say for the crutch. Really, the end of the pasuk that really bothered him. V'achla eschem eretz oyvechem, that the land of the enemies are going to eat them and wipe them out. So maskiv la. So he came along Marzucha and says, "What do you mean? Dilma kachilas kishum vidilum. Maybe it means like eating cucumbers and gourds, which no one eats the whole thing. It's eaten a little bit, but never entirely. Will Am Yisrael be destroyed? And then therefore no need to get so excited." Gemar now says, "Kvar hayir Rabbi Gamliel." Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Akiva, Mahalchim, these four tzaddikim are walking along the way. They heard the noise coming from the palace and from the marketplaces of Rome. Birachok, from a very far distance of Me'av Esemil. It's a pretty far way for the noise to carry. And they started to cry. Rabbi Kiva Mesachek, he started to laugh. Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Kiva, Mipnei Ma'atam Mesachek, why are you laughing? So Amrullah, he says back to them, Mipnei Ma'atam Bochim, why are you crying? Amrullah, they said to him, Goyim halalu shemishtachim latavim lekatin lavodet chachavim. They are worshipping trees and idols. And Yoshim bebetach v'hashke, they're living the life, they're partying, they're sitting in such tranquility. Vanu beis hadam raglei elokeinu saraf. Our beis hamigdash, the place where Hashem's feet rest, is burnt be'esh v'lo nifka. We're not going to cry. Look what's going on here. They're living the life and we have it terrible. Amar lehen lekach ani mitachik. That's why I'm laughing. Umal over ritzona. Those who are going against Hashem's will, kach. They're living in such tranquility. Leose ritzona. Us who are following the derech Hashem, the ratzon Hashem. Ah, chatzkam v'kama. How much more so is our schar in the future going to be for what we're doing. And then finally, the most famous Gemara about Rabbi Akiva, Shub Pamachas Hayu Olin Yushalayim, they're once walking these same Tanaim, walking to Yushalayim, Kevin Shigiu Lahar Tofim, they got to Har Tofim, Karu Bigdayim, they began to tear their clothing, Kriya, when you see the Har Bayis in Yushalayim, Kevin Shigiu Lahar Bayis, Rao Shul Yashayotza, Mi Base Kachar Kadashim, they saw a fox leaving the area of the Base Kachar Kadashim, His Chilu Hain Bochan, they began to cry, Vi Rabbi Akiva Metzachik, and Rabbi Akiva started to laugh. Amrullah, they asked him again, why are you laughing? And he said, why are you crying? They said to him, that which it said about this place, a zar, non-kohen, cannot walk, and even a kohen hedil can't walk in Kodesh Kadoshim. Such a person dies. Now foxes are walking, crawling all over the ruins, this place, and we shouldn't cry. Amar Lehenzer, Rabbi Akiva says, that's the very reason why I'm laughing. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says that va'idel li'edim ne'monim es Uriya Kohen ve'secharya ben Yivarech Yahu. So what's going on here? So he's describing after the destruction. So v'chima'in and Uriya ate Zecharya. Uriya and Zecharya didn't live near each other. Uriya mikdas Rishon, Zecharya mikdas Sheni. So what exactly is going on? That these two edim are going to testify? They didn't live in the same time period. The prophecy of Zechariah hinges, which Zechariah prophesizes the redemption, hinges on the prophecy of Uriah, which was the destruction. It's written, Micha, because of you, Tzion's going to be plowed over like a field, and it's going to be destroyed. That's Uriah's prophecy about the destruction. In Zechariah it's written, oh, the Yeshua Zekanim Zekanos, the old men, old women will be sitting Berechovet Shushalayim, sitting in the streets of Shushalayim, and Adshla, so that's going to be in the future, that things are going to be very tranquil. Adshla Niskaimu Nevuasa Shuria, when I didn't see his, Nevuah of Uriah coming true yet, Hayisi Misyari Shlo Niskaim Nevuasa Shu Zechariah. So I was, I thought maybe the Nevuah of Zechariah can't happen yet until Nevuah of Uriah takes place. But Achshav Shin is Kaima Nevuasa Shuria. Now that I'm seeing that the base Mikdash is destroyed as being treated like a forest and the foxes are walking all over, so now I'm guaranteed that Biyadua Shin Nevuasa Shu Zechariah Miskayemes, that I also know that the Nevuah of Zechariah will come true as well. And Belashan Ze Amrulo, they said to him, Akiva Necham Tanu, Akiva Necham Tanu, Hajan Lach Elohein Alokin Vislika La Maseches Makos. Shkoyakas.